Well, I was preparing for the second coming of Q again, and I needed some beverages to celebrate. Cut this out. I just got a message
from our producer that this one might be disrespectful.
To who? He told us to do this.
This is all his fault.
Yeah. But I do sound like I'm Kennedy, right? Right, Ryan? Spot on?
You got it. You nailed it.
Thank you.
It's on like DCOM! It's on like
DCOM!
Hello and welcome to It's On Like DCOM, Disney Channel Original Movie Podcast, where we sometimes talk about Disney Channel original movies, and this happens to be an episode where we do.
Woo!
I'm Ryan, and joining me, like, as always...
It's me! We're actually going to talk about a movie!
We are, and probably one of my... Probably, it might be one of my favorite DCOMs.
Is it?
It might be up... It is top tier for me.
Oh, no.
That's fine. At least for one I remember watching a lot as a kid, and one that I think parts of it do hit well, I think. So
we'll talk about it.
There's a couple little DCOM news things before we get into the movie. One of them, I mean, this is, I guess, just follow the thread from when we were doing this over the summer. Our girl Brittany was apparently freed recently.
I did hear that. Are you excited?
I don't really know the deets, but yeah, I mean, guess. There was like a party in the streets for it.
Why do I always miss everything? What's wrong with my internet?
You're too busy in the dark web that you're not getting the...
I guess so.
You didn't hear about this at all?
I did see, and I don't even know where I heard it, like some social media platform, I'm sure, that Britney freed is like trending, but I didn't figure out any of the details. But I am interested.
Apparently the conservatorship is over.
Yeah, Britney! Are those girls excited?
The what?
Those girls who do the podcast?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I haven't caught up with them. Now, what is their show going to be about now?
Well, it could still be about her Instagram.
It is a really interesting Instagram. She posts a lot of like nudes, I feel like, on her Instagram.
Nudes?
Well, she's usually covered up, but they're like, she's basically naked.
Ryan?
It's a pretty
kids
wild
show. What are you doing?
I know. I can't believe it. It's Britney Spears. You have not seen this?
I've seen some of her Instagram just to kind of check out, because I was interested once those girls were talking about how it seemed like some kind of conspiracy where she was trying to message to all of us that she needed to be freed. I did go through her gram to find that stuff because, you know, I always love looking for an Easter egg.
You know, stuff like this. Like, that's she's posting this stuff.
Ryan!
Sorry, it's, you know, it's a kid's show.
Oh my God.
Pretty wild.
Pretty wild. Well, Brittany, we are happy you're free, girl. She's a free bird.
She's free.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Now, she's so lucky. She's a star.
Oh. She cried. I was like, why? Because she has her basic freedoms?
There was a funny Twitter I saw that said, like, oh, great, now Brittany can go on Hot Ones. She's freed. You think Brittany likes spicy food?
She's from Louisiana. So, yes, I do.
I'm going to say no, she doesn't.
All right, we'll see who's right.
Okay. If she goes on Hot Ones, we'll find out.
Yeah. More importantly, she can do a tour. She can get all that more money.
I saw this, that it was announced a new sequel series to How I Met Your Mother called How I Met Your Father, which is going to be starring Hilary Duff herself.
I did see that. So, and they were going to do this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to do this right after How I Met Your Mother came out the air, and it was going to be from Tracy's perspective, and the actress playing Tracy was going to be her, which I think would have been a better show.
I thought it was going to be Greta. I thought they shot a pilot with Greta Gerwig.
I think Greta Gerwig was one of the friends on it, I want to say.
I thought it was, she was like the star of it.
Maybe. I could have sworn there was going to be one with the gal from it. That's weird. Like, that's all over the map, from Greta Gerwig to Hilary Duff. What?
So the one that Hilary Duff is going to be on is called How I Met Your Father, which makes sense. But there was one called How I Met Your Dad.
Mm.
And that was a pilot that starred Greta Gerwig. She was like the main person on it.
Interesting. That is a far stretch from Hilary Duff. I'm a little confused.
So it says the plot was in the year 2044, Sally Javits, who Meg Ryan was playing like the narration, I guess.
I could have sworn there was one where the girl who was the mom was going to be in one too. Which maybe I made that up.
So this is 2014 Greta Gerwig. Do you imagine, like, if say that show picked up and it was a hit, do you think we would have like Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird, you know, Little Woman director currently?
I don't know, but I gotta say, I would rather watch that show than the Hilary Duff one.
Yeah, so it's probably gonna be on like Paramount Plus. It's probably not gonna be a real show. I don't know. I don't know much about How I Met Your Father, but
let's see who else is in it. Who are the other big hitters?
Oh, it's gonna be on Hulu, it looks like.
Okay.
So this is, yeah, so I bet you if the Lizzie McGuire thing happened, then this probably wouldn't happen either with Hillary.
Well, I'd rather see the Lizzie McGuire thing.
So it's Hilary Duff and Kim Cattrall is playing the future version of her. Where before it was Greta Gerwig and Meg Ryan.
You know, I don't love that. But I do see that Josh Peck is going to be playing Drew. Josh. Ooh, the first. I tried to click on Josh Peck playing Drew in the cast, and the first thing I got was Josh Peck reacts to Drake Bell's child endangerment scandal.
Oh, jeez.
How do you think he reacted?
I have no idea.
Well, now I'm going to have to find out. I know we're trying to keep this up. Don't you want to know his reaction, though? Okay. He called it upsetting and unfortunate. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. This is a dark hole I don't want to go down.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, yeah, so that's happening. I didn't really watch How I Met Your Mother. Did you watch that show?
Yes, I did. I was a How I Met Your Mother person, and I liked it fine. You know, it's not a show that really did anything new, but it was funny sometimes.
Good cast.
Yeah. So I watched it, and yeah, there's no way in hell I'm watching this. unless Hillary's bringing those charge rocks to the set.
Hell yeah, Hillary. You got Bring the rocks. Get everyone charged up.
Get them all charged up.
Any other big news in the world of DCOMs that you have?
Ooh, not in the world of DCOMs, I don't think. But in the world of, you know, a place that you and I like to visit rather often.
Yes.
The dark web and the underbelly. Dun, dun, dun. So, Ryan, and you actually somehow know more about this than me. I think the government blocked my phone.
This already came and went in the news. It's already so gone. But I was surprised to hear when you said you weren't familiar.
No, tell me more.
It was, I don't really know much, but I just know that a few weeks ago, and it's old news by the time this is coming out, a bunch of QAnons, met up on the grassy knoll in Dallas because they thought that JFK Jr. was going to show up.
Why did they think this, Ryan?
Because they were told by, you know,
Q? QAnon. Was it Q, by Q himself?
I don't think so. I think it's all been... Q hasn't, I think, spoken since 2019, so...
Was he there?
JFK Jr.?
Yeah.
I don't believe he showed up, but... We do have him here.
We do?
We do.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah. What come on in. Is it okay if I call you Junior or John or?
It's me.
We didn't talk about who's going to beat this.
Well, you kept doing it.
It's me.
No, wait, I've got John. A good one. I'm ready.
Okay.
It's me, John F. Kennedy.
Wow. You're here. So when the QAnon people are back, you're not dead.
I'm not dead. It's a Democratic conspiracy.
Oh my God, the Q people were right this whole time.
Of course they were.
And we're making fun of them and thinking it's all bullshit and a cult. And it.
It's not.
It's not.
No.
So we should be believing in this and in every word and going along with these people.
That's right, you should. And if you don't, then destruction will come upon you.
You have a very Dracula. A voice or count or something.
No, it's John F. Kennedy. Oh, wait, am I supposed to be John F. Kennedy or his son?
John F. Kennedy Jr., yeah.
Wait, so they think that, okay, I thought they thought that John F. Kennedy was still alive. Well, like, okay. No, he did get shot and died.
Well, this is some weird stuff. So I don't remember what I took the screenshot from. It was somebody having an email correspondence with some Q people or something of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a forwarded message. It says, John JFK Sr. will be brought back and showed to the world on November 2nd in Dallas, where he was shot at the grassy knoll. No, the knoll is spelt wrong, at Dealey Plaza. The beginning and the end. JFK Sr. will transfer power to Donald Trump, and JFK Jr. will be Trump's vice president. It's the second coming of Christ, going to be biblical. Kennedys are the Jesus bloodline. Greatest show on earth of all time. This is a bunch of exclamation points. Time for us crazy people to be vindicated. God is good. Love Trump and the Kennedys.
Well, why would they like the Kennedys?
It's, I don't know. Because there were Christians, I guess. I don't know.
So wait, okay. So I'm supposed to be playing John F. Kennedy Jr. Okay, hold on.
I don't know if it's John F. Kennedy Jr. or Senior. It sounds like that he John. So I think JFK Jr. was never dead, apparently, to them.
Okay, because he crashed the plane.
That was a conspiracy. He's been hiding out, but I guess JFK Senior was coming back like Jesus or like the body of Christ or something, and is transferring his power to Donald Trump or something like that.
Okay.
I think there's another thing I have screenshotted here. And this is like, it looks, if you can see, it's like an email.
Uh-huh.
It says, I'm muted, but I found these today on WHIP's pages. I don't know who WHIP is, but must be some QAnon person. It began and ends in Dallas. Negative 48 said he will be in Dallas November 2nd, for it to be revealed to the world. He also said that as of midnight the 2nd, the world will go back to the Julian calendar. Thus, the date will go back to October 20th. We will have two Halloweens. JFK Sr., Jackie, and JFK Jr. will be reintroduced to the world. JFK Sr. will travel around for 7 days on a week to remember, and then will pass. This is like all this.
What?
This is a shit like someone on Twitter was like posting these messages that were being sent to different people.
I think,
and it's like barely English. It's really wild.
It's
like someone put something in a translator.
It doesn't make any. I mean, obviously it doesn't make any sense, but like, I don't understand why QAnon people would be championing the Kennedys. That makes no sense.
I don't know. I haven't dove that far into it, I guess.
Well, we now have John F. Kennedy Jr. with us.
Oh, he's back. Okay.
It's me.
So can you explain to us JFK Jr. or John or Jr., whatever you, what do you like to be called? Jesus?
Johnny boy.
Tuesday on Disney. When it comes to science, there's no problem 13-year-old Charlie Boyle can't solve.
You're a physics genius.
But there are certain other things even a genius can't figure out. And for that, Charlie's about to discover a whole new side to himself.
Ew. Who's Chaz? He's the bomb.
It's an experiment so big, to pull it off, it's going to take a genius. It's a Disney Channel original movie, Genius. Tuesday at 7, 6 Central, followed by Quince. Only on Disney.
So, Genius.
Genius, it was a movie, came out in 1999.
Ooh.
Looks like summer 1999.
Big year for films, right,
Big
Ryan?
Big year. Huge year. We're getting through a lot of these early ones. This one was one I watched a lot. I don't know. It was something clicked with me with this one. And watching it now, I did enjoy most of it. But it sounds like from the sound of your tone that it wasn't something that you were into.
Well, I know what clicked for you, Ryan. And it was the exact same thing that did click for me, which is Emmy Rossum.
Nicey.
Yeah, and more specifically, would you agree that the star of this movie is Emmy Rossum's hair?
I think I was going to say the same thing. She has a big old mane going on. If you don't know Emmy Rossum, she played Bulma in the Dragon Ball movie. She's in Phantom of the Opera. I think she's maybe won multiple Emmys on... what's that show called? On Showtime?
Why did you say multiple Emmys?
Emmys.
You said enemies.
Shameless.
Yes.
The enemy. has she won anything? Let me see. She has won...
My heart.
She actually hasn't been nominated for an Emmy. Wow. Interesting. I don't see one.
She's good on that show, though. I watched that show. It's good.
I've never seen that show. You like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gets a little bit repetitive at a certain point, but the part... I haven't watched all of it, but what I've seen, I've enjoyed.
It's great. It's still on, I think. I don't think it's ended yet.
Yeah, still going strong.
And she's not even on the show, I don't think, right?
What?
I think she may have left the show.
Oh, no spoilers, Ryan.
Oh, spoiler. But, yeah, so she's been around a while. She clicked it. I think this is one of her first movies. Should we look up, see if it is? It is her first movie.
And she's so good in it. She's like a little sweet, delicate angel that was plucked from Hollywood to grace our screens. She's just perfect.
She has like, yeah, she definitely, she has that monologue.
I teared up.
I think I wrote that down too. She's like running circles around everybody in this movie, you know?
Yeah, she's making everybody else look like an idiot.
But if y'all remember Genius, this is a movie about kind of a nerdy science genius. Nerdy kid that is probably, what, like junior high age, ninth grade age or something?
Yes, I would guess.
Who gets into college because he's a genius. And long story short, yeah, he decides to go to like a smaller college and not Harvard or Princeton or whatever because he's into hockey as well, but he doesn't really get along with any, or kids think he's weird. He can't play with the street hockey kids. And he basically creates an alter ego and goes back to junior high school while he's going to college, and also is like a science genius. And yeah, and then stuff happens.
I have some problems.
You have some problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Well, first of all, was there anything else you liked other than Emmy? Anything else you liked about the movie?
Did I mention Emmy Rossum's hair?
You did?
Yes.
You did mention her huge hair, yes.
Okay. That was my favorite part.
Okay.
It's fine.
Did you not watch this one before?
Oh, so this is one of those ones where I was like, I don't know if I've seen this, but then, you know, you see Emmy Rossum's hair, you see some other little things, and I realized I have, definitely. Probably a few times, but I definitely did not remember anything. So it would just kind of come back in little flashes, like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've seen this probably as much as, like, Xenon or something, I think.
Really?
Yeah, or Brink. Maybe this is, like, number 3 on that list as far as ones I've seen the most times.
Wow. What is it about this movie that resonates with you, Ryan?
There's some tough parts that don't. I think it kind of falls apart a little bit at the end. But I think just as a young... nerdy white kid, I suppose there's something to relate to with this night white boy in particular with glasses and always wanting to be, be the cool one, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. And you could get the Emmy Rossum at the end of the movie.
Emmy Rossum. Yeah,
that's right.
So there's something about that that's kind of interesting. And also, around this time, I was actually into hockey quite a bit.
Oh, were you?
The Phoenix Coyotes had recently moved to that that area like a couple years before. And we'd go to games a lot. I played hockey at Skateland a lot. I was on a team.
Whoa. What was your team called?
I think it was just like the Skateland's team. Skateland's hockey team. Skateland Mesa.
You should workshop that.
I don't know if they had a name. Basically, we would go to like other teams around the city, but we were in, you know, the Mesa Skateland team.
Were you good at it?
I don't think I was great, but I liked it. I liked playing it. So yeah, we used to play that. You used to have like a jersey with pads on, and you have, you know, it's roller skates. It wasn't ice skates because there's not really a lot of ice skating in Arizona, but I liked it. And it was around this time a lot. And so there's a lot for me to grasp onto as like a 13-year-old or whatever I was when I watched this.
Yeah. Well, a big hit of nostalgia, probably.
Yeah. I think the movie gets pretty goofy, I think, at the end, especially when there's like people floating and are they cheating or not cheating at hockey and shit? It's pretty stupid. But I think there's some good chunks, I feel like, in this movie.
So my main problem I just feel like it asks us to suspend our disbelief, and then it asks us to suspend it some more and some more, and it's like this little thin rubber band, and at a certain point it just snaps. It's like, that's ridiculous, and then 10 other things happen that are more ridiculous than that.
Is it like the purple skin thing? Is that where it snaps?
No, it snaps when you tell me that an 11-year-old boy is going to college and he's going to be in a dorm with a grown man. And then he's going to hang out in the basement of a college by himself with another grown man. I have some problems there.
Yeah. Yeah. The laboratory, it's always just science. They're not really saying anything specific. It's just like, use science. And yeah, they have like a lab under the ice of the hockey rink. That's why he wanted to go to this school. Charlie's going the northern. Charlie's going the northern.
All right, who's the creep of the week?
Is it me for doing that?
Yes. But also, the person who sings that is
his
my
dad?
Yeah, he's my creep of the week. I don't know what it is.
Is it because he sent his kid to college?
Yeah, it's because I just don't like... I don't like the Congo he did.
Yeah, who's his guardian? He's under 18. Like, who's like keeping a watch on him at that school?
No one. They're just leaving him as prey for grown men.
Like, there's a point where like he says he's complaining that there's like a big party happening outside his dorm, and the scientist said his buddy, which I kind of like a little bit. He's a little bit of a creep of the week, but he's like, why don't you just join him? Why don't you just join all these college kids that are drinking and banging in their kind of thing.
In that scene, it was like, I thought this could be a really funny movie where it's Animal House outside, and then there's just like a little kid, and then they just like go into Animal House, and they're like, whoa, mm-hmm. What's happening here? That's what it kind of felt like.
Well, it has a little, it's like barely gets there, but
I wish it did more.
The dorm thing does rub me the wrong way a little bit, where he has a dorm assignment with like the fucking hockey team, basically.
Yeah.
And these are like 20 something year olds.
And that actor who was playing that main hockey guy was like, he looked 30 to me.
That is Yannick Bieson.
The Yannick Bieson?
Yes, he was probably like old as hell because he was born in 1969.
Oh boy.
So by 99, he was 30 years old. So.
And it's already weird that they're college kids. You're going to put 30.
And he kind of acts like a high schooler a little bit, like with like, you know, throwing shit in the classroom at him because he's teaching. Charlie, our main character, is teaching classes at the college.
Yeah, because that would happen. They would have an 11-year-old go teach a class.
I think that's kind of funny. I kind of like that dynamic. I think there's something funny about that.
It's like, funny, but it's too much for me to suspend my disbelief.
But, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something else that doesn't do that. It's in a DCOM you're okay with.
But they suspended it too many times.
Boogeyman, you're cool with that?
Boogeymen are real. You see, when like, there's an imaginary friend... and you don't believe in it anymore, it turns into a boogeyman.
That's true. See, I don't know. I think there's like good timing in the comedy and like the filmmaking of like Charlie's late to teaching his class. He walks in and the camera follows him through and he walks up to the front of the room and all the students like pause as that moment of him pausing and they're like realizing like, oh, this kid's the teacher. He goes up and he's like, hi, my name is Charles Boyle. I'll be teaching this class. And I was writing his name on the wall. And then that big splatter happens on the blackboard. And our 30-year-old guy is like, and I'll be disrupting it.
Yeah,
and then they call that back letter
later.
I'm like, that's so good. Like, that's good. It's like a good script in a weird way.
Yeah, some of it is, I think.
I don't know, it's snappy. It feels snappier than others, I feel like, that we've watched.
Yeah, and I do like the main kid would kind of go back and forth for me. Like, there were parts where I really liked him, and there were parts that I didn't. But do you know where he left, like, a huge bad impression on me?
The whole Chaz thing kind of sucks, but yeah, what?
Do you remember him in The Sixth Sense?
Yes. Oh my God. He's the worst.
Yeah. And so like, that's where I know him from. And that's what I'm thinking the whole time. So that's a judgment on my part. So in The Sixth Sense, he plays the kid who was in a cough syrup commercial. And so he was like famous at the school. And then he locks
little Haley in the closet or whatever.
Yeah. Where there's dead people talking to him and it scares him. He's a bad boy.
Yeah. Trevor Morgan is the actor's name.
Trevor Morgan.
So I'm trying to see. He was born 86 and Emmy Rossum. I think they're both the same age. Like, exactly.
And it was weird because I was like, oh, Emmy Rossum must be playing a college student because she just looks so much older. But I guess it's just because she's taller.
That was kind of fun. I feel like her being so much taller than him, too. I like that.
Yeah.
It's like an interesting dynamic. Like, they didn't go with like a tall kid. It was like a nice, like a fucking cornball, this guy. A little... Like, even when he's, like, cool guy, he's kind of nerdy with his big old jacket and stuff.
I wrote greasy.
He is greasy. Yeah, basically, he goes from, like, this cute kind of Chucky Finster guy to, you know, the Fonz, basically. Wears a leather jacket at this school and calls himself Chaz. And, yeah, it's kind of cringy, but I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was fucking that kid in the commercial in Sixth Sense.
Yeah. He's a bad boy.
What an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's like some endearing qualities to it. Like, it's sweet.
Oh yeah, he's in Jurassic Park 3 too. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been in some big stuff.
But yeah,
like both these actors kind of took off a little bit.
They did. Yeah. I mean, not to her extent for sure, but
something I thought, so in the beginning of the movie, to show this kid's a genius, his dad, I guess, drives a Zamboni at a hockey rink, and he, like, shows that he invented, like, something to smooth out the ice for him, and he's like, oh, hey, dad, I invented something to take your job, here you go, like, like, I thought that was kind of, like, funny and stupid. I don't know, the whole getting picked last at, like, in a sporting thing, like, rung true to me, you know, that was always a thing. I think I've told my kickball story before, you know? Like, there's stuff like that that I relate it to.
Yeah, I feel like this definitely was written for a 13-year-old boy, for sure. And that's interesting. I do feel like there's, like, something to be said about this perspective that the movies come from. Because I always, like, the ones I always resonate with are, like, Stepsister from Planet Weird, Halloween Town, Xenon, all these ones that are from, like, female perspective. And so it's kind of interesting. Like, because maybe that's why I didn't watch this one as much. I don't know. Because, you know, and then even when we were talking about the Orange Years, how, like, it was impossible to get boys to watch the girl shows and, like, kind of the opposite, too. That's just kind of interesting. Like, how much of it is my experience, like, and your experience, like, shaping how we watch the movies, you know?
That's true, yeah. Well, it was kind of interesting. They talked about that Orange Years was that they were able to cross over that. Like, there wasn't necessarily like girl show, boy show on that on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Like, not, and there wasn't after they kind of revitalized it, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of funny you mentioned all those movies. I'm like, oh, I watched all those too. So I don't know. Maybe there was a certain sector that didn't resonate with you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because, like, if you ask me about Brink, like, I love Brink, and Brink is like one of my favorite movies. But then, like, I never really got into Johnny Tsunami. Never got into Genius. No,
okay.
There were certain ones, especially the sports ones, that just never spoke to me.
This does have like that slight sports kind of thing a little bit to it.
It could be that. I don't know.
Like, you're talking about like a moment like tearing up. Like, there's a thing toward the end, I think, too, with him and getting the like, when, because basically, you know what happens. They all find out that Chaz is actually Charlie, and he lied to them, and they're all like, oh, were you just like one of your experiments and all this stuff? And he realizes like he's like the only friends he's made. And then he like gets them to come to his side on the ice rink and stuff. I'm like, that was so good. I love that.
But doesn't it concern you that the only reason they're taking his side again is because he's doing something for them? Like, do they really like the real you? Because he's, like, helping the team to win by cheating.
And no, I don't get it. They, like, just like, well, we're not cheating. We're making it so the other team can't cheat by cheating, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't think you can lift up the other team into the sky in order to do that.
Yeah. So like, under basically, the if you don't remember, he's like, they're trying to invent some sort of gravitron thing that's under the, and they figure out basically a way to make the other team float up off the ice so the other people could score on their team. Yeah, and the whole thing is, and I think that's a great reveal when it reveals that Emmy Rossum's dad is the coach. I thought that was funny. Is that not funny for you either? Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't. I did like that scene. And I think the trope of like the person trying to be one person, but then they keep having to like change their clothes. Like, that's something that's in a lot of movies. It's fun. It's funny.
I'm surprised he didn't come up with some sort of like stupid scientific thing for that.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
Like, that would have, like, what you have it right there. Like, if you look at I'm looking at the poster right now, and it looks like he's like anamorphing into his cool self, you know, kind of thing. I'm like, why? I'm surprised he didn't do something like that.
Yeah, that would have fit the movie more for him to have some kind of technology to help him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically he's like failing on purpose, and but the teachers are noticing that he's actually like a genius, and he gets Emmy Rossum to tutor him, basically.
Yeah, so he's like, he starts out the nerd, and then he wants to become Chaz in order to be the cool guy that people will like. And they do like him. They like when he's doing the shit that he's doing.
He's such an asshole. Like, I think the whole time I'm like, why do these kids like him?
He's just like, what's the kind of shit he says?
Well, he does he calls back the, and I'll be disrupting the class line. Mm-hmm. He does the thing where she's like, you can either come and sit down, or you could, he gets his hand stuck in the door or his sleeve. And she's like, or you can go to the principal's office. And he looks like he's going to leave, but it's just to get himself off out of the door.
I hate that kid. Not him, but I hate the kid that does shit like that. Maybe it's because I'm a teacher. Maybe that's why I hate that kid.
I mean, I'm similar. I kind of hate that kid, too, always. Like, there's always, like, this little asshole in their class. Yeah. And that kid's now dead or something.
Jesus. Hey. Can you hear him?
Yes.
Is it loud?
Not super loud. I can hear him, though. He will not be ignored.
I don't know if you can see it. Let me see.
He just keeps appearing behind your head. Well, I'll tell you the suspension of disbelief that broke the rubber band.
Okay.
So, you're going to tell me that a field trip just happens, Ryan? There's no planning?
No permission slips?
There's no permission slips? It's just like, oh, we're going to go to the school today. Bye, everybody. Do you know how long it takes a teacher to plan a field trip, Ryan? Do you have any idea?
This is why you don't like this movie, because it's teacher shenanigans.
Yeah.
You know?
They're fucking with the teachers. Can't do that. And I didn't hate it or anything. It just, like, it didn't resonate with me for some reason. I don't know. It's a mystery.
What about, like, the line, so Chaz, he gets a C, you know, up from an F, and he celebrates that he got his first F. I think that's kind of cute and fun.
That is cute.
I actually think the dynamic with the creepy teacher that lives under the the ice skating rink. I actually think he's good.
I do too. He's actually maybe my favorite part is the relationship between him and the kid. Because I love that they're both super awkward. They both have a lot of trouble socializing. And they share this little bond. It's very cute.
Yeah. And he says the whole thing, like, I'm not your dad. But he kind of is on his level still. Which I think is, like, interesting for one of these movies. Like, they're kind of the same. Even though one of them's 20 years older or something, they're still on the same level. Here, one second.
Hey, buddy. Here,
move. I went and put his thing on a carpet so it wouldn't make as much noise. Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's interesting. And so he's like, oh, I'm not your dad, Charlie. But he eventually shows concern when he's getting in trouble and stuff.
Now, how do you feel about him playing hockey with the children?
Oh, yeah, like he's there with all of them by himself.
Yeah.
Even though he's good, he might have to be the creep of the week too.
No, it's the dad. There's like so many contenders for creep of the week, honestly.
Like Chaz is just a creep of the week, I feel like.
100%. And also, there was something pretty greasy about that Dean, something greasy about that soccer or hockey coach. They're all just like in for creep of the week this week.
That the Dean was basically just doing a Elaine's boss impression, Peterman.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Like, do you remember like that he was kind of just doing that voice.
He definitely made a choice.
Yeah. And he's just like talking shit about the hockey team and the coach like right in front of everybody and stuff. What about like Emmy being on the bench during the hockey game? Is that weird to you?
It kept asking me for more, Ryan. I was trying to suspend it. I was trying so hard. I don't know. And usually I'm not someone who like harps on it. I don't know. I sound like Dave Snyder.
Yeah. What, a Phantom of the Megaplex?
Don't ever say that name again.
I was going to bring this up. So it was like Chaz gets tutored by Emmy. And he gives her a Backstreet Boys CD, you know, for payment. And he's like, it's just the kid plays it really well, where he's just like, that's good, right? That's what we're supposed to be listening to and stuff like that. Like, he's like, I feel like they're both good actors.
I do too.
Like they did, even though there's like there's cringy lines and stuff where he's doing, you know, Elvis impressions or something. But like, it's I think they both like nail the other lines well. I don't know.
There's something endearing about the kid. For sure. There's something endearing. And he does do a really good job of making us be on his team, which is hard because he was the dick from Sixth Sense. And I was like, I hate that kid. But by the end, I warmed up to him pretty well.
Oh, well, this is interesting. This is actually directed by Rod Daniel, who has a few credits. And his biggest credit is actually Teen Wolf.
Oh.
The Michael J. Fox movie.
Do you like Teen Wolf?
Not really, but I get it. I get why it was so popular and stuff.
It did. Now that you're saying that, it did have a very 80s feel at times. Like there would be like kind of like the 80s music and then the Animal House thing.
Yeah, it has definitely like those elements of that. Like it's definitely like a movie that should have. It kind of has that vibe. Like, isn't there like the computer that wore tennis shoes or something? Like there's like this. There's sort of like this 80s or even before that sort of movie that would be like this.
Yeah.
The body swap or the Mrs. Doubtfire kind of thing.
Yeah, it gave me like 80s cheese ball vibes for sure at certain points, which was fun. I did like that.
Yeah, I guess it's just like for me, like I feel like I had, you're probably right. I feel like I looked like this kid when I was a kid, like a youngin. There's just a lot for me to latch on to with this movie. And maybe I am clouded by nostalgia for this movie. Who knows?
Maybe.
I agree that there's some cringy ass shit going on in it, but I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, and it's well because I usually don't like pick apart for small things like that. I don't know, just something about it didn't click.
It's listed as number 90. This just seems low to me, but 92 on MTV's list of best DCOMs.
What number?
92.
And how many are there?
Out of 99.
Oh. Okay, well, that's pretty dang low.
Complex, which I think we talked about before, on the 25 best DCOMs, listed as number 6.
Interesting. Well, Ryan, I have something to tell you.
What's that?
I think I know why this movie is so hard for me to watch.
Let's hear it.
I never told you this, but I actually was a 7-year-old who went to college.
Really?
It's true.
You were.
I was. Yeah.
What did you study?
Well, Ryan, here's the thing. I studied theater. More specifically, screenwriting.
As a 7-year-old?
Yeah. In Boston, Massachusetts. Ever heard of it?
I have. That's where America started.
Yeah. And it's also where two other people started, Ryan. Matt and Ben. Are you putting the pieces together?
Oh. Are you saying you had a hand in writing their Oscar-winning movie for Best Original Screenplay, Good Will Hunting?
No, Ryan. I'm saying they stole that movie from me. Burm, burm,
beep. Oh, my God. How'd you never tell me? How do I not know this? How is this not, like, national news?
Well, honestly, it's a traumatic, unrecovered memory that I've been seeing someone who helped me bring it back recently. Because I was like, why do you have so much rage towards Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
Did you get triggered by anything in this movie, seeing this kid in college, this young kid?
Yeah, because that was my exact experience. Do you think they paid him to be a teacher? No. Do you think I got any recognition?
Well, it's part of a scholarship, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, if I'm a teacher, I'm making $10,000 or $60,000 a year. If I'm a professor, $70,000 maybe.
You know, they don't eat in this movie, I feel like. Who doesn't see him eating?
They don't eat? Do you have any fan theories about that?
Fan theories about you writing Good Will Hunting?
No, about why they don't eat.
You got me now stuck on the whole idea of, like, him by himself there at college.
Did that not come to you before?
It did, but I kind of glanced over it. I leaped over it somehow.
It's just, like, very strange that he alone is spending all this time with full-grown men in rooms.
Like, he's by himself teaching classes, going to junior high school, and he's going to college classes, and he's at this laboratory.
Should they not, like, have had a little buddy for him or something? Like, someone who is helping him out? I guess that's who but he's a grown man. It's weird.
Yeah, you know, there should have been, like, somebody is, like, his kind of chaperone or something, you know?
Yeah, it's very strange. And then they also just are like, here, let me leave you alone with this priceless piece of equipment, which could blow up at any time.
Yeah, we forgot to talk about that. It basically, like, cracks open the ice, and it's like hell is under the ice.
Yeah.
At some point, it's like glowing red. That's my least favorite part. That part doesn't bother me, is the ice cracking open and, like, revealing hell underneath. It's just the floating bullshit. But we do get a DCOM kiss with them floating around in the laboratory.
Yeah. Do you think they did it that way? Because otherwise she's so much taller. So they had to do it in the sky.
They almost do it on the ice. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And they get interrupted by some asshole kids throwing snowballs.
Yeah, and I'm like, don't kiss Chaz. Don't kiss Chaz Starbuck.
But he could, Charlie's okay, though, right?
Charlie's fine. Kid. Yeah, I like Charlie. Need to learn to be yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Although, he does do a lot of nerd speaking, which is just, come on.
I know, there's that whole thing in the beginning. It's like Scott Pilgrim meeting Run of Flowers, the whole, like, do you know Pac-Man?
Yes.
Yeah, on the they keep flashing back to that of him in his hockey gear.
Do you think any of, like, the nerd speak they do? Do you think it's all correct? Because we wouldn't
know. I think it's
all
bullshit. I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a pellitron and a neutron mold and cyst together and become a bellitron, and we'd be like, yeah, sure it does. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I there's some stupid shit like that, but I like it. I like this movie. It's one of my favorites. I think it's on, like, DCOM. I don't know.
It could be on.
It doesn't have. You don't have to say it's on.
I like, there's nothing really, it's not bad. I didn't hate it.
Were you bored just, by it?
A little, yeah. So I did use recreational, fully legal. Bleep it all out. And I got so much that I had to watch it a different day. So I had to start it all over again.
Did you do any of your recordings?
Yeah, I did like three, but it was, let's see.
Any good ones?
I think it's stuff we already talked about. Yeah, I had to start over because it was too far. Let's see.
Okay, here's the deal. This is the kid from The Sixth Sense, the one who's a bully, and then he gets locked in the closet. He locks Cole in the closet, and it's all fucked up.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I only have three. They're not very long. We can cut this out, but let's see if there's any gems.
This dad should get a paternity test, 100%.
What?
Are you talking about which dad?
His dad, I think.
No, you never see the mom. Like, she's off camera one time.
Yeah, she like says, "Hi, honey," or something. You hear her voice one time. I guess that means I thought it didn't look like his dad, maybe, or that he's too dumb to be the smart boy's dad.
But there was the whole thing where he's just like, he gives him some advice or something. I forgot what it was, but oh, tutoring. He's the one that comes up with the idea to have Emmy tutor him. But you don't like that professor or science friend is just like, a good scientist doesn't do the same experiment over and over again, trying to get different results. And that's how it like sparks the idea to like try something different.
Yeah, I mean, I like that whole idea. I think I would like the message a little bit better if it was like, just be yourself. But I don't feel like it is that, because ultimately the way he wins everybody back is by getting them to win a game, which is like still transactional.
But it seems like the kids they're mad that he lied to them, but they're still kind of like him. I don't know. Like they're gonna, I think later, like they seem like they're like stoked to have him around, even when like they see little glimmers of things that they like. Like remember Chaz and when the first time they're on like the lakes ice skating, lets like one of the kids that hasn't played go and play. Like that's like sitting on the bench.
Yeah, that's was a good moment.
That's Chaz's save the cat moment, if you need to, script.
It is.
So.
Yes, and that helped me win over old Chez Starbuck. That's all I could think of. Do you remember Chez Starbuck?
What is that? Keep...
It's the guy's actual name from the 13th year, and we kept calling him.
Oh, yes, All-American Chaz Starbuck.
Boy. No, his name's Chez. All-American boy Chez Starbuck. That's all I could think of, because he was being All-American boy Chez Starbuck.
Wow. Yeah, it's surprising, I think. I mean, he just got too big. He's in Jurassic Park 3 after this, little Trevor Morgan. Like, he didn't really, he wasn't in any other DCOMs.
Got too big for his britches.
Like, after this, the next year, he's in The Patriot, the Mel Gibson Revolutionary War movie. Then Jurassic Park 3, he's in The Rookie, Mean Creek, and then he's in kind of a bunch of shit that no one's ever heard of.
It's because his face is so punchable.
What about Emmy? What's she got going on lately?
She was still in Shameless. Is she really not? Don't tell me. No spoilers.
She's in some more shows, it looks like. What else has she been in? Dragon Ball Evolution, Bulma. You ever seen that?
What's it called?
The Dragon Ball movie, Evolution.
No, I haven't seen the Dragon Ball movie.
Let's see. Let me share my screen.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's not a good movie, but you can see her vibe here.
So, wait. Oh, it's a live-action movie. I thought she voiced a cartoon.
No, they did a live-action, really bad movie. And this is who she's supposed to be playing.
Oh, no. They're appropriating...
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
You know, Bulma, her probably main feature people know her for is her blue hair. So they gave her a blue streak, you know, in her hair.
I mean, she looks nice.
This looks like a Disney Channel original movie. And this was in theaters.
Are you sure it wasn't straight to video?
It was one of those screenings where, like, I went to, like, they're in Arizona. There was one theater. I think it was, like, Cinemark was the only theater playing it at midnight, like a midnight showing. Because everyone else is like, no one's going to watch this shit. And so it was just a bunch of Dragon Ball dorks that, like, I need to see this. And right when the credit starts, everyone started kind of cracking up. Like, someone was just like, and then it was on those screenings like Cats, you know, where everybody was having a good time and laughing and couldn't believe what they were watching.
So did you like it?
No, it's not good at all, really. But it's just interesting that it exists. It, like, doesn't really exist. But yeah, good old Emmy. I like this movie. I think it's on, like, DCOM. I'm sorry that you don't think so, that you hate it. You hate it so much. I'm never picking another movie again. I'm so bad.
I didn't say that. Ryan. No, I liked it. It was fine. It's on.
That's okay. You don't have to say that.
Is it like, by me not liking the movie, I'm saying, like, I don't like you as a 13-year-old? Is that how it feels?
Yes. That was such a little... I'll find for the Instagram my old hockey picture, and you'll be like, there he is. There's the kid from this movie.
I'm just straight up insulting you by not liking this movie. It does feel personal.
It does. What, the movie?
No, it feels like personal to you that I didn't like it.
No, I don't. I'm cool with it. I'm fine.
Yeah, no, you look fine.
I'll be okay.
I don't care.
I don't care at all. You don't have to like it, you know? Stupid movie. It's a stupid movie.
Stupid. Oh, you wouldn't like these notes, Ryan.
Let's hear it. Let's just run through it.
Now I feel bad. So, Ryan, let's preface this. Let's do a little therapy. This isn't about you, okay?
Oh, my God. You're pulling up your notes.
How do you feel about this one?
Stay in your own league, hair sniffer.
Yeah, you sniff Sammy Rossum's hair.
Oh, stay yeah. In your own league. Are you saying that you're the hair sniffer? What are you?
No, I'm telling him, stay in your own league, because he sniffs her hair. And I'm saying it's too, because he's being a greaseball when he's Chaz. He doesn't deserve her. So I said, stay in your own league, hair sniffer. This music scene is so stupid, I'm dying. Oh, when they're like, it's music. Music is the key.
Oh, yeah, that is stupid. They're all dancing. Yeah. They're dorks. They're nerds. Fred Flintstone, too, plays that one.
How do you feel like the do what comes natural scene?
Which one is that?
When the 30-year-old jock is like, just do what comes natural with girls.
Oh, yeah, he's just like, don't think, do. That was a little rapey.
Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page. Remember, okay. Well,
I was thinking improv, don't think twice, is what I, you know, but I guess you can go the other way around with it.
But then see, like, here's an example. I wrote, I hate this kid. Then immediately after he did the, you talking to me, De Niro, and he won me over again.
He's kind of, he's like, that's so weird he does that. Like, it's always funny watching the references some of these movies do that are, like, is that kid watching Taxi Driver, I guess, at that time? But I don't know.
Yeah.
He is kind of a psychopath like De Niro in that movie.
What does this mean? This plan is stupid and anyone could think of it. Oh, the plan to switch out the guy when they're doing the... Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a hockey move where they basically slam two people from the other team into their main player. So his plan, which he makes seem is like a genius, really smart plan, is to switch that guy and put another jersey on him. And then they just beat the shit out of the equipment manager.
Which I think even that, having the wrong number is part of cheating or something in a game.
Everything is 100% cheating. They only won by cheating. Mm-hmm. And then way too much competition for Creep of the Week. That's true.
We went over that.
We confirmed that. And then maybe don't leave a kid in charge of a big machine that's going to blow up.
That's a good note.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ryan. Again, you're a great person. You're not who Chaz was. You're Ryan.
But I, you know, maybe I at one point in my life I thought I would be would do better if I was a Chaz.
Maybe. Maybe you
should, I learned my lesson. This movie left an impression. I'm like, you know, I'm going to be myself and people might, you know.
But wait, Ryan, aren't you turning into Chaz Starbuck right now?
Hey.
Oh, how's God.
How's it going?
Ryan.
This is Chaz Starbuck.
Ugh. Guys, for anyone who doesn't know, Ryan's turned back into his alter ego, Chaz Starbuck. What's up?
You know, I just don't think twice. I just do.
Ew.
So how's it going? I'm right now putting my fingers through my hair.
He is, and it's very greasy. Ryan, no, I mean Chaz, so sorry, Chaz. In the movie, you get advice to just be natural and just quote-unquote do what comes naturally. Like, can you explain that to us, please? Is it creepy?
You know, yeah, you just have to hit her with the gold, you know? You know, I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I just start kissing her, you know? I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's just like a magnet. I kiss it. Don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You know, they let you do anything.
Canceled!
You just grab them by the...
Ryan!
You can do anything.
Chaz! Kate, this is why we don't have Chaz anymore. Goodbye, Chaz!
Oh, no. I want to talk more about just, you know, just doing it.
No, go away. We hate you. Go back to being Ryan. That nice.
Ryan's gone.
There is only
There is
Chaz.
No Ryan. Only Chaz Starbuck.
And then what's the Twilight Zone sound like?
Is he hearing this? Where is he at? Where's our guy?
Hey, producer, could you come in here?
Show yourself.
Take credit for this bit. You made us do it. Crashed and burned. He's not coming in. I don't know where he is. I think my Kennedy's spot on, though, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Kennedy? He's like, John F. Kennedy, like that.
It's more like I have to do Quimby, probably, to get into it. It's chowder. Say chowder.
Chowder.
You talk like this is John F. Kennedy Jr. It's chowder.
Chowder. That's what I did.
You were more like, I won't do suck your blood.
Shut up. That wasn't. All right. I'm texting him. This bit crashed and burned, and it's your fault. Show your face.
You know, you miss the shots you don't take.
That's true. Well, our producer's here. He has something to say.
This one wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it was. You said it.
That wasn't one of mine.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Whose
mine
was
were
it?
The good ones. My best one is the editor for CCR's videos. I think that one had a lot of potential.
Yeah, we'll think on that.
You're right. It wasn't Eric that came up with this bit.
It wasn't me.
And plus, we don't do bits.
It was
the real guy came. Yeah. Also,
well,
I didn't just show up. Madeline texted me, show your face.
All right. Well, there he is. We've given the people way too far behind the curtain. We gotta
cut this.
We gotta Wayne's World this. Anyway, no, but keep my Kennedy impression. That was really good.
I want to suck your blood.
No, it's like John F. Kennedy.
It's chowder.
It's chowder.
John F. Kennedy.
That's what I'm doing.
We're going to send a man to the moon and bring him here safely. It's like that.
We're doing the same thing. All right, let's talk about this fucking movie.